character's quest for perfection, to make better sushi all the time, gives his life a deep sense of meaning, and for Jiro, the work itself, making the sushi, gives him a deep intrinsic satisfaction. Prestige. Status. At cocktail parties, a frequent question is, "Where do you work?" The ability to rattle off, "Oh, I am a doctor at Harvard Medical School," oozes status. For some, that moment is worth all the grueling night shifts. A high-status organization confers respect, recognition, and a sense of worth to employees, and that provides meaning at work for some. Power. As Paul Lawrence and Nitin Noria write about in their book Driven, for those drawn to power, work provides an arena for acquiring and exercising power. You may not be one of those, but if you are, you experience work as meaningful because you have and can use power. Social rewards. Belonging to a community. Companies like Southwest Airlines go out of their way to create a company atmosphere where people feel they belong. In a society where people increasingly are bowling alone, people crave a place where they can forge friendships and experience a sense of community. In his book of the same name, Robert Putnam describes the American decline in bowling leagues as a metaphor for a larger cultural shift away from formal social structures. The workplace can complement or even be a substitute for other communities, family, the neighborhood, clubs, and so on. Workplaces that provide a sense of community give people meaning. Agency. Employees also experience meaning at work when what they do actually matters for the organization, when their ideas are listened to, and when they see that their contributions have an impact on how the place performs. A sense of real involvement gives people meaning. Autonomy. As Dan Pink shows in his book Drive, autonomy, the absence of others who tell you what to do, and the freedom to do your own work in your own time, is a great intrinsic motivator. Some people are drawn to certain kinds of work that provides a great deal of autonomy. For example, entrepreneurs frequently go into business by themselves so that they can be their own boss. This kind of freedom gives work meaning. There are no doubt other sources as well, but the ones listed here seem to be especially important. Which of them are important to you, and which do you receive from your current workplace? Having more sources of meaning is not necessarily better. Experiencing one deeply may just be enough, but it's an issue if you don't experience any at all. 2. What to do when your heart isn't in your work anymore? By Andy Malinsky. In an ideal world, our work lives would be completely fulfilling, full of meaning, and intrinsically motivating. But what if they're not? What if you're stuck in a job or a career that you once loved, but your heart isn't in it anymore? More people fit this profile than you'd think. According to a 2017 Gallup survey, only 1/3 of U.S. employees feel engaged at work. That is, only 1 in 3 workers brings a consistently high level of initiative, commitment, passion, and productivity to their job. That leaves the majority of employees less than satisfied with their work. And truth be told, there could be any number of reasons for this sense of malaise. You might feel stuck doing the same thing over and over again. You might question the ultimate meaning of the work you're doing. You might feel micromanaged or that company leaders don't know or care about your learning and growth. Or maybe your own growth and development since starting your career has caused you to change your passions and priorities in life. I see and hear examples of career malaise all the time. In my work teaching and training people in companies, in discussions following corporate talks, and in conversations with my family and friends, though the tendency among some of us in this situation is to simply grin and bear it, current scientific research suggests ways to reimagine or re-envision an uninspired professional existence. Assess what you want out of your work.